Now, in 1906, there was a liberal government which was in power, and that system was challenged, and the way that magistrates were appointed was changed so that you no longer needed to own property to be a magistrate. The emphasis was much more on drawing from all the various classes and professions and interests in society. And there were committees set up which would oversee how magistrates were appointed. So at the moment, what you do is you apply. There is a committee that oversees your application. There is then a series of interviews, as there would be for any other job. So it's a much more transparent and equitable system than operated in the past. 1920 is important because the first woman was appointed then. So as you can see, we survived for 800 years or so without any women. Now there are roughly equal numbers of men and women who sit as magistrates, so that's a big change. 1979, there was a Justice of the Peace Act, which is simply an act of Parliament, which codified the various areas, the sessional areas, the administrative areas in which justice was administered. It also set out the duties of the magistrate, how the magistrate should be appointed, and so on and so forth. And 2000 is a recent date and an important one in English law, because on that date, the European Convention on Human Rights was incorporated into English law in the form of the Human Rights Act. That is a convention which was drawn up really in the wake of the Second World War to try to combat the human rights abuses that went on, particularly during the Second World War. And up till that time, up till 2000, that act was applicable in Europe, but in order, if you had any challenge to the Human Rights Act, you felt that your human rights were being violated in any way, you had to go to the European Court in Strasbourg to have your case heard. That is no longer the case. It is now incorporated into English law, and all English courts have to be aware of that act and have to make judgments in the light of that act. I'm sure that if you read your newspapers, you will see that constantly now there are challenges to the English legal system in the light of the Human Rights Act, and the courts then have to determine whether the law should be changed in order to conform with this convention. Right, so that's a very quick view of the past. I want to move now to the present and what the situation is today. Right, so first of all, the number of magistrates is very large, 30,000 in England and Wales. In Reading, there are about 125 of us who sit in the Reading courts. 46% are women. As I say, that's a change that came about fairly recently. And that's something which compares quite startlingly with other aspects, other areas of the criminal justice system. For example, the High Court judges and the law lords, there are very, very few women represented, whereas in the magistrates' court, we have a very healthy representation. Right, the next point is something that often surprises people who are familiar with other justice systems. We are all unpaid. So this is a voluntary job, and people do it because they're interested in the community, because they wish to take part in the community and to offer their services to the community. So I'll speak a little bit about that in a moment. So there are no formal entry requirements. To be a magistrate, you do not need to have a legal degree, legal training. You don't need to have a degree of any kind. You don't have to have A-levels or GCSEs. You need no formal entry requirements whatsoever. What you do need is the respect of your peers. So usually, you'll go before an advisory committee and they will assess whether they think you're suitable or not. And you need a clear judgment and the ability not to be prejudiced. So when we are appointed magistrates, we take an oath which says that we will act without fear or favour. So that means we will not be afraid of doing something because we think that people might object or there might be unpleasant consequences, nor do we favour people because we think that they are respectable people and unlikely to have done this crime or whatever. We try as far as possible, as far as is humanly possible, to act without prejudice. Of course, everybody has prejudices. We are all aware of that. But we do our level best to set aside any prejudices and to act without fear and favour. Right, so if we have no legal training, how then do we operate this system? Well, first of all, very important, the next point there, we have a legal advisor in court who is a trained lawyer, and he or she will give us any advice that we need if we are not sure about the law.